This is Twit.
We have just around the corner an Apple event. Apple sent out its invites for California Streaming. We will be Petaluma streaming the event on Tuesday as well, so you'll be able to tune into that at the time. But with an upcoming Apple event comes questions of what Apple may announce. And so who better to talk to us today than Mac Story's own John Voorhees? Welcome, I believe, for the first time to the show, John.
It is my first time. Thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Yes, we are pleased to get you on the show. Mac Stories is prolific in its content creation. And I think in particular, kind of the lead up to what's going on at this event. So typically this September event is the time when Apple announces new iPhones and also gives us some indication of when we're likely to see the next version of the operating systems that it rolled out, or it announced rather during the summer. It tells us kind of when we're supposed to get those. But let's start with the iPhone. What are kind of the more solid rumors? What are the less solid rumors? And maybe even what are you hoping to see out of the iPhone, be it 13 or iPhone next? What's going on here?
It'll be interesting to see what they call this. I think it'll be a 13, and I think we'll see kind of the trend continue of four different phones, the 13, and then, you know, a larger and smaller version of the 13, and then a Pro version, larger and smaller. I think you can bank every year on a new processor, something better, faster, you know, that uses less battery, as well as camera improvements, which typically are a combination of both, you know, new sensors or lenses combined with software that allows you to do new kinds of computational photography. So I think those things are kind of a lock for this year, along with, you know, I don't think we're going to see this year a redesign. It's not a year when I think we'll see significant changes in the way the phones look, but I wouldn't be surprised if we did get an always on display. That's something that it's been rumored, and it's something that I'd really like to see, because, you know, the Apple's had several years of working on the Apple Watch, and they recently added the always on display for the Apple Watch. And why not bring that to the iPhone, which also has an OLED display, and allow people to, you know, display the time, the weather, maybe their calendar, their task lists, that kind of thing. So they always have that with them without having to unlock their phone.
That would be interesting, and always on display for the iPhone, finally. we definitely, do we know colors? Are we thinking, so they've done the green, which was my favorite, right? I'm sad it's gone. And then they've done the blue. This is for the Pro model, always, you know, more often there are more colors available for the non-Pro model. Do we think there's going to be a Pro color this year that's different from the green or the blue?
I feel like they're running out of Pro colors. I kind of wish they would get away from the muted tones with the Pro models. I mean, I think people who use Pro phones want bright, vibrant colors as much as anybody else. So I'd like to see the color options just expand across the line. Why not let you know, some of those Pro colors trickle down to the non-Pro model and then have more bright colors on the Pro ones too?
That would be really nice. I'm in that camp for sure. So stepping outside of iPhone for a minute, let's talk about what other hardware could be announced at this event. There have been all sorts of different rumors for what could be there, but let's stick with the solid ones starting out. What are we pretty much thinking we can expect to see at this iPhone event?
Yeah, I think the Apple Watch is kind of a lock for this event. I mean, what's interesting this year is that there appears to be a lot of hardware ready to go inside of Cupertino. And it's just a question of how much is going to be released and when. And I don't think we're going to see everything this event. I think it's going to get spread out. I mean, last year there were three events in a matter of weeks. It was absolutely bananas. It was we were very busy at Mac Stories. But I do think the Apple Watch is definitely a likely piece of hardware coming out next week. So that, you know, we'll see what that is. I kind of feel like the Apple Watch is getting to a point of maturity where there isn't as much low hanging fruit that Apple can pick off in terms of both the software and the sensors. That's why I think the rumors of a redesign are pretty solid. I think we're going to see, I mean, the Apple Watch has looked essentially the same since the Series Zero came out. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see a different look this year.
Yeah. I'm right there with you on that. I'm interested to see what we get and if older bands are going to fit it or not. If this would be the first shift for that, if that did take place. And I think some people, particularly a friend of the show, Rene Ritchie, would be a little put out by the band's changing given his collection proclivities. Let's talk about audio, because there have been some rumors of us seeing some audio products at this event. What are we thinking there? We think Apple's going to announce AirPods?
I think so. I mean, it seems like a natural fit with both the Apple Watch and the iPhone, because you know, those are obviously the devices you use AirPods with a lot of the time. And the AirPods 3, the base model AirPods, have been rumored for quite a while now. I'm not entirely sure what we're going to see on that front, though. I mean, I think one option is a redesign of the earpods themselves, so that maybe they fit a little better in your ears. I've always thought that those hard shell AirPods are a little uncomfortable when worn for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. I also wouldn't be surprised if maybe the stem shortened up a little bit and maybe got some better battery life, but there still needs to be some sort of differentiation between those AirPods and the Pros. So I'm not really expecting to see things like noise cancellation on an updated AirPods 3.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I agree with you on the firmness. they can get a little uncomfortable in the ear. Well, then outside of that, any other things that are maybe have been considered to be at this event, but are maybe you're saying, I don't know if we're going to see that there, or things that you think we could see sometime within the next couple of months. As you said, Apple may roll this out into several events.
Right. And I think that obviously the two big categories here are the iPad and the Macs. I think probably the Macs are the least likely thing to be announced next week. We've still got MacBook Pros, a higher end iMac, and a Mac Pro to be announced at some point with some sort of Apple Silicon chip. And I do think we'll see more Macs this year. I just don't think it's going to be next week. What I do think is a little more likely is a new iPad mini. I'm a huge fan of the iPad mini. I mean, I think it's one of the best devices that Apple makes, or that anybody makes for that matter, for reading. And so if you do a lot of reading, you do a lot of research, it's perfect for that sort of thing. Not something that you want to type on and write on, but especially if you're consuming content and reading and that sort of thing, or drawing, it's a great option. And so what I'd really like to see there is the design language that we saw from the iPad Air trickle into the mini lineup, so that we get a Touch ID on the power button. We get a smaller bezeled device that goes more edge to edge, as well as flat sides. I mean, something that just looks like it fits in the modern lineup would be perfect, as well as modern pencil support, which right now the existing mini still only works with the first generation Apple Pencil.
That's true. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then outside of hardware, any predictions on when other folks are going to be able to check out iOS 15 and kind of the whole host? We got to be clear here. I know that there are desires that you folks have as writers about this.
Yes.
But
yes.
Do you think Apple's going to drop a doozy there and say, well, sorry, but it's coming out tomorrow? Or do you think there's going to be a little bit of lead time with this?
Well, you know, they absolutely could. Last year they did it. They dropped it 24 hours, not even 24 hours after the event. And that caught everybody by surprise, because historically it had been more like a week to 10 days after that. I do think that last year was an anomaly, because the iPhone event was later than usual. I believe it was in October last year. And so I think we're on a schedule now that's a lot closer to the historical schedule. And I expect then that iOS 15 will probably, the iPhones will probably go on sale for pre-order at the end of next week on Friday, which is pretty typical. And then we'll see the actual iOS 15 ship probably the next week, towards the end of the week, I think. So we'll see. I mean, we're going to try to be ready. We obviously, as writers, want it to be one as much time as we can to polish things up, especially if there's some surprises dropped with the OS next week. But, you know, we'll be ready either way.
Excellent. And then the last thing that I wanted to ask you about is a question of supply constraints. Do we think that when it comes time on that Friday to place orders for the iPhone and on whatever day the Apple Watch comes out, is this going to be one of those? I mean, the iPhone events are always, iPhone pre-order days are always fraught with peril, but we've heard talk of supply constraints for these different products. Think we're going to see these Apple Watches sort of dipping in stock pretty quickly. And what do you think for the iPhone? Is Apple kind of prepared for this and it'll just be another typical Apple iPhone event?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, I think on the one hand, Apple has done a pretty good job of keeping its supply chain moving during the pandemic, despite, you know, other companies having troubles. But they have had some issues themselves already. And as a result, that plus the fact that the chip shortage seems to have gotten even worse in recent months makes me believe that probably we will see some constraints there. I think there'll be, I'm less concerned about the iPhone. I think the iPhone is a device that has such high demand over so many years that a lot of that supply is hopefully locked in and that there will be a greater supply there. But there have been rumors about the Apple Watch, and especially if it's a design change which requires new components in the interior, I could definitely see the Apple Watch being a little constrained for a while.
Yeah. Well, I know we're all gearing up for the event. As I said, you'll be able to tune in on Tuesday to watch it live here on Twit. And you should absolutely head over to macstories.net to check out all the great coverage there. And I think you folks just launched a new sort of addition to the club features that you have. You want to talk a little bit about that before you go and also tell folks where they can follow you online?
Sure. We just launched new tiers of Club Mac Stories, which is our subscription service, which is more of what we do at Mac Stories. And it's available at club.macstories.net. We do all kinds of stuff over there, exclusive content. We have a Discord. We have a podcast, all sorts of things happening there. And of course, Federico Vitici and I also host App Stories at appstories.net. And part of what we did last week is we launched App Stories Plus, which is an extended version of that podcast that's ad-free that you can subscribe to. So we've got those two things going on. You can always find me over at macstories.net writing and at Club Mac Stories. I'm also on Twitter as at John Voorhees, which is JohnVoorhees.
Excellent. John, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it. And
thank you.
Look forward to talking to you in the future.
Great. Thanks for having me.